This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner made history when she was elected as the first African-American woman to hold the office. Gardner told voters that she wanted to reform the criminal justice system, but with half of her term over, it's been a rough ride. In the first of a two-part series, St. Louis Public Radio's Beth Hunsdorfer explains Gardner's sometimes stormy relationship with the police.
When Kim Gardner took office, the voters sent a message. They wanted change in the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office. Gardner says she promised voters that she would protect the rights not only of victims, but also of defendants, and she would restore the public's trust in the system. Some of those changes haven't been popular with police.
We had to make some choices that the police union are not happy with, but I assure you that the men and women that we interact every day, they do their job right.
That includes an exclusion list. She said it's made up of 36 officers who have credibility issues that are so damning they would have to be revealed to defense attorneys.
Well, our job as prosecutors is to evaluate the credibility of an individual regardless of their occupation. And I think that's some of the tension with law enforcement.
Officers can get on the list four ways: lying, being under investigation, not cooperating with prosecutors, or trying to bully prosecutors into filing charges. Jurors often give police the benefit of the doubt. Gardner says credibility is key, especially when it comes to police testimony. If a police officer doesn't have credibility, she won't call them. And she says that's just the kind of reform voters wanted to see.
I mean, the credibility of the officer is key for us to have a balanced, just, full system. I mean, when you have someone that may not be credible in terms of what they see, observed, they saw, you know, that, to me, does just as much damage.
Heather Taylor is the president of the Ethical Society of Police. This union is comprised mostly of Black officers. Taylor says some of the criticism of Gardner isn't fair.
It's absolutely racism. It's sexism. It's just coming from a place of ignorance.
55 law enforcement leaders from around the country signed a letter supporting Gardner's list. They say exclusion lists are common in other jurisdictions, but the list has driven a wedge between Gardner and the police union. St. Louis Police Association business manager Jeff Rorta is one of Gardner's most vocal critics. Rorta says the dysfunctional relationship between cops and prosecutors has a public safety consequence.
Well, I mean, St. Louis is a less safe place to live as a result of it, and the officers that I represent who go to work every day to serve the people of St. Louis and protect crime victims are pretty fed up with her.
Gardner said the numbers don't bear out Rorta's contention. Crime statistics show that violent crime is down 16% from 2017 to 2018. The list contains a tiny fraction of the police force, 36 of the city's nearly 1,300 police officers. And Gardner says police are rarely eyewitnesses to violent crimes. But outside of the exclusion list, there are other issues. Gardner's office charges about half of the cases that police bring to prosecutors. Some other prosecutors say that seems like a small amount, but every prosecutor can decide which cases they want to charge. St. Louis Police Chief John Hayden says it's important to police that arrests end with charges. Defendants can only be held for 24 hours without those charges, and lack of charges can be frustrating for police on the street.
You know, hey, officers are going to get discouraged. Citizens and victims are going to get discouraged if they see the same people out again when they, when they know that they were arrested.
Gardner says the majority of cases she declines are because of lack of evidence and victims not cooperating. Gardner wasn't the only new face in the circuit attorney's office. Taylor said some of the most experienced assistant circuit attorneys moved on after the election.
Whether it was for personal reasons or pay, whatever the case was, I think that had to hurt.
Gardner says turnover is inevitable, partly because of the low pay. But she insists she has a good team who's committed to her vision. She says criticism by police won't alter her commitment to changing the criminal justice system. I'm Beth Hunsdorfer, St. Louis Public Radio.